Pass the aux cord and crank up the volume. Figgy Figs in the driver's seat. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the ride. It's time for Figgy's Mixtape on Sports Radio 610.
Yes, it is Figgy Fig on and down on a hump day. Happy hump day to everyone out there. And before I get to CJ Stroud and why James Harden really motivated him, just want to say salute to Travis and Jason Kelce for signing a 3-year deal, $100 million-plus dollar deal with Amazon for their new podcast.
New Heights.
New Heights podcast.
I was like, I'm glad you brought this up. I mentioned this to Reggie off air yesterday. Look, you're worth what they pay you, right?
Absolutely. Yeah.
You're worth what they pay you. Yeah. So I'm not lamenting anybody going out and getting their money.
I hear a buck coming.
Uh-oh.
But.
There it is.
But is their podcast worth $100 million?
I was getting there. See, this is my theory.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I think they got a lot of thinking to do for Taylor Swift. I don't think they would have got this if it was for Taylor Swift. Because when I guess they were dating and all that stuff, a lot of people, their numbers was going up on that podcast.
Yeah.
So I think the numbers helped spiked up that podcast. I think this is part of the reason why they got such a big number like this.
I think that's part of it for sure. I also think, though, like, we're seeing the athlete podcast is doing numbers, right?
Oh, it's the way to go.
Like, the podcast space in general, and it's funny because, for years, I've been like, man, podcast space is pretty saturated, right? It feels like it's oversaturated and it just keeps growing. And I'm like, I guess we have not reached that point yet, right? Of oversaturation. But like, with that being the case, there is still a lot of podcasts out there. I think the things that help you break through are either having a deeply, deeply unique topic.
Yeah.
Or having people that I'm here to listen to. And athletes have made this really easy. We've seen this with we've seen this with the basketball, all the basketball players that are doing this.
Yeah.
And then also, with some of these football players, right? And these guys have that appeal of just being like, oh, these are names that people know coming in. But then also, like, they're kind of entertaining, right?
They find
the level of entertainment. And they find also, they're good with social media, right? Their clips really often go viral or some sort. And I think that is where it's worthwhile.
Trust me on this.
It cuts through the noise a lot easier.
It is very good. They're very good. I think Figgy is right. I think Taylor Swift had a huge impact on this just in terms of downloads, and such. But all that said, like if this were mainstream network TV, and they were doing a podcast, would they be hired for $100 million, or would it be $20 million? I'm not saying it's not worth it. They're not great. Don't get me wrong, but that's a big number for a podcast.
It is. And I wanted to ask y'all this question too, because like, we all do podcasts and, different little stuff outside of the normal radio station.
Yeah.
When I seen this number, it kind of unmotivated me for some reason.
Wow. What?
It's like, man.
Oh, so I'm out.
You're not like CJ Stroud then. Okay, I see.
Yeah. It was like, man, I'm never getting $100 million.
Figgy, I think you
for
will.
People to hit.
I think you
man,
can.
Nah, I don't
you don't
so.
Know. It just takes, that one moment, that one shining moment where people all of a sudden connect.
$100 million? Man, I just don't see it. But
no, man. Don't let it unmotivate you.
I know you're being positive, and I'm gonna stay motivated. But
I don't know. I think quitting is underrated.
Hey, sometimes you just got.
Sometimes you're probably right.
That's a point that I've long held. I just felt like I needed to counteract. There was a lot of positivity happening, so I was just like, let me sprinkle a little negative in here.
Yeah, but when I see numbers like this, it kind of made me rethink everything.
Now,
like,
look, let me just tell you this. My last piece of little motivation here. Every single podcast on Earth. Now, some of them had a big advantage because of name recognition, but some didn't. Like, there are some podcasts out there making millions of dollars.
Oh, yeah.
That started just like Figgy started.
Mm-hmm.
Just like, I started the Bite Me podcast just because we wanted to do it.
Ding, you see that little plug in there?
Just because we wanted to do it. 500,000 downloads. I mean, I'm just
okay.
Saying.
Okay. All saying. Right. I already made note that it was a plug. You didn't have to actually go there.
No, but I was saying, there are people like you and me that just started it because we enjoyed doing it, and then it blew up.
Yeah, it's just tough to see. Even like it was a girl that was on Barstool I think her name was Alex Cooper. Is it Alex Cooper? It was the Call Me Daddy podcast.
I did see that she just picked up a whole bunch of money.
Yeah, man. She went to SiriusXM and got over $100 million too.
$100 million? Maybe I'm just miscalculating.
She got a lot, man.
Well, Figgy, I think you're viewing it wrong, right? You're like, oh man, look at all that money they got. I think what you need to look at it as, hey man, people paying for this stuff, right? There's a lot of money going around in this. Let me go get my slice of the pie.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's true. Maybe I'm overthinking it a little bit.
Keep going.
Somebody that was actually really motivated by another, I guess, guy that been in Houston for a long time for going to strip clubs and stuff like that.
Oh, I know who you're talking about.
That's very motivated me.
CJ Stroud, he was very motivated by James Harden. And listen to what motivated him.
I knew I was always talented at sports, and I remember I seen James Harden's contract, and they broke it down by the year, the month, the day, and the second. And I was like, man, they paying this dude all this money to play a sport we grew up loving. From that moment on, my life changed. And I stopped going to lunch. I stopped hanging out. I stopped going to parties. I stopped doing a lot of things. I started just grinding and working because I wanted to change my family dynamic and my last name. I wanted to mean something.
Okay.
Figure that ties in with what we were just talking about. You can take your motivation from that. That's big time.
I see why he was walking out with Amber Rose then.
Oh.
Kind of get that whole James Harden thing going on, right?
Wow. That's a different. That's a hard left you just took. That's a hard left you just took.
I mean, that was on the boardroom? I saw that on YouTube last night. Yeah. I found that to be interesting, man. Like, that he has his head screwed on so properly, right?
He's
like
so young.
He really is, man. 22, correct? And what he's talking about, he's not talking about this year, right? Like, that's at least.
I think he was like in middle school or high school or something.
Because he was talking about not going to lunch, right?
Yeah.
Which, by the way, still go get something to eat, buddy.
Yeah, you gotta
make
something.
Sure you get some. But, like, you know, making sure to sacrifice to make sure to get where he wants to go. I just find it to be hilarious that, like, the things that he's talking about is like sacrifice and hard work. James Harden doesn't necessarily come to mind when you think of those things, right? Like, we've heard plenty of stories that make it seem as though those things were a little bit secondary for James Harden at times. But you know what? However the motivation comes, if you look up, you go, damn, that money's out there to be gotten and all I have to do is work hard to get it. All right, let me go work hard. If that works, do that.
I want to ask y'all this. What's something in y'all personal life that you will give up to get further in life? Something that will improve your life or something to help you get the bag, let's say.
That is a great question. How real do we want to get in this moment, right? Like, there's definitely some things that, you know, you have to sacrifice in some ways. Some things that I will say that I probably should not have sacrificed in some ways to try and move up.
Thinking in terms of like what he said. Like he said he stopped going to lunch and stopped going to parties.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That would be easy for me at this point.
Yeah, right. Or even on a personal level, like me. Yeah. Like, I wanna be slim. I wanna be fit and slim.
Yeah.
So if somebody came up to me and said, hey, no more crawfish, no more chicken wings,
right?
You could get the perfect body you want.
I would
probably give that up.
Yeah, mine would be very similar. Like, you know, my weak spot. The reason I have this beer belly, besides beer, is pan dulce. You know, Mexican.
Mexican.
Okay. I could live on that. I could eat it every day.
It's taquerias around us.
Yeah, pan dulce is what you say. Or cheeses. Like, I'm a big cheese guy. Like, you know, y'all were talking about blue, but I can eat cheese like every day. But if somebody said, hey, you know what, you're gonna get $100 million. If you stop eating pan dulce and cheese, I'd be like, I'm in. It'd be hard.
Yeah.
It'd be hard. But I would do it.
I mean, yeah. Now, look, there have already been sacrifices that have been made. Like, also just like, hey, man, razor thin budget, buddy, if you want to make this shake in certain ways.
Yeah.
You know, you have to do that to get to the places. And then also, I think, just with your time, in the same way, but not exactly. It's not exactly the, you know, going, not, you know, skipping lunch and like, but, you know, making sure that, hey, are you using your time wisely to make sure that you're prepared for what you need to do, or, you know, you're watching the game or, you know, going and maybe watching something. I know for damn sure, like, you know, doing this job, there's some Sundays where you get to some of these games and you're like, damn, I don't want to watch this.
Yeah.
Right. But, you know, it's what you do in order to make sure that you're giving it your best effort to be as successful and be as good as you want to be. So, yeah, no, there's definitely places, and I'm sure that there's places that I can work on some more. And maybe I need to, you know, go and watch some James Harden highlights to give me the motivation to then get on my CJ Stroud grind. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
Yeah. So I wanted to ask y'all this. I was thinking about this because I ran across this news, but which quarterback would you say is in a more stressful situation?
Ooh.
Deshaun Watson or Patrick Mahomes? And bear with me for a second. I'll put y'all on game.
Yeah.
All
right.
So Patrick Mahomes Sr. has reportedly pled guilty to his third DUI charge. He agreed to a 5-year probation sentence with intense supervision for his first year. And yeah, so Patrick Mahomes is getting a lot of attention for this.
I don't know if this go ahead.
And I was sitting there thinking, because I'm like, man, it seemed like everybody in Patrick Mahomes' circle.
His brother,
Jackson Mahomes.
Hell, his wife got into something.
His wife liked the political tweet, and everything went off. But Patrick Mahomes is still cool as a cucumber, man. This dude's still going out there balling and winning Super Bowls.
At least in front of us. Yeah, I often wonder, you know when every guy has their guy time when they're, you know, handling business in a restroom. You know what I mean? You dropping the kids at the pool or whatever.
Yeah.
I recognize that some people might have just eaten lunch. I apologize. but, you know, when you have that time to sit and think, I do wonder if he every once and goes, can y'all chill?
What's funny?
It's when he gets that moment to himself, like, why can't y'all chill?
Yeah. What's funny is I ran across the perfect tweet from somebody with this. They said, I know Pat Mahomes sits in the car before he goes in.
Yes.
Inside the house.
Dude, that is so good.
He goes, he does practice, he does his extra work.
He pulls in and just goes.
Pulls in the driveway, just a deep breath.
Here we go. Now the hard part
of
my day.
That's when work really starts sometimes.
Now the hard part of my day.
But like, real talk, it got to be stressful for him, like going through all that stuff, because I know he's not really doing anything.
Yeah.
And if you look at Deshaun Watson, he got his money.
Well, see.
Like, he got his money. People know what he is.
Mm-hmm.
And that money ain't going nowhere right now.
Maybe I'm oversimplifying it. I'm going to say Patrick Mahomes has a harder time because he actually cares about how he is perceived.
Yeah.
His family is welcomed or perceived.
He got an image he got to keep up with.
Deshaun Watson doesn't care.
Yeah.
You can say whatever the hell you want about Deshaun Watson.
I think Deshaun, I know he got 3 quarterbacks over his shoulder right now. Yeah. But I don't think he give a damn about
that. He doesn't have a conscience, and Patrick Mahomes does.
Yeah.
And I think that's why Patrick Mahomes is the right answer.
Yeah, and if you want to cut it a different way, you could possibly say also, like, he's not doing very much to make these, I guess if you want to call them PR problems, I don't really have another delicate way of speaking to that. But, like, and it's blood, right? It's your family and stuff that, like, you can't just, like, kick them out of your, or I imagine that you don't want to kick them out of your life or what have you. It's just like, yo, I love you guys. However, can y'all please just keep this in line so that everything goes smooth.
He just need to have a family meeting. Like, yo, listen, I am Patrick Mahomes the second. Like, I can't afford all of this drama going on.
No, I agree.
I have an image going on.
And to what Reggie was just saying, he's just sitting there.
He ain't doing anything wrong.
He's got nothing to do with it. With his brother, with his dad, you know, whatever. He has a lot to do with
teammates.
His wife. But what she tweets or likes, again, he's just like, I'm just sitting here, man. And y'all are doing
this. Yeah, he's sitting there balling. Still winning Super Bowl.
Watson does have some stress, though, because, hey, man, don't they have, like, 3 dudes that can replace him in some ways? No, like, honestly, he's out here and he has to find a way to get back to actually playing good, right? Because that's the thing. All the other things, right? And I say that gesturing wildly to you know what, right? All the other things exist. And unfortunately or fortunately, depending on like where you stand with our society, America is a place where you can succeed in spite of yourself.
Yeah.
If he gets out here and balls, people will find a way to like make everything honky-dory, right? Mm-hmm. Or whatever. Hunky dory, whatever. How's that?
You can say honky.
Okay, excellent.
You can say.
I hope I didn't offend anybody in that way. I will go ahead and pre-apologize for that. My intentions were good. But yeah, with
a
that
faux pas.
Yeah, faux pas, if you will. Hey man, he got to get out here and ball, man. Like the paycheck is big enough. The offense is good enough. They've given him pretty much everything you could want. The variables have been removed. It's just you, dog.
Mm-hmm.
It's just you.
Yep. I got one more.
Yeah, man.
So, if you had a chance to work with your father at work, would you call him dad in the workplace?
Yeah, I know where you're going with this. I would not. It would be hard not to, but I would not. I know exactly where you're going
so
with
LeBron this. So, LeBron addressed this on his show, The Shop. And he talked about the possibility of Bronny and him being on the same court and him calling him dad.
Have you thought through... not relationship, because you'll always be his dad, he'll always be his son, but what's your working relationship? Is he going to call you dad at practice in the locker room?
No, we already laid that. No, we already laid. No, he can't. We already laid that down. He cannot call me dad in the workplace. All right. Once we leave out of the practice facility and the gates close, I can be dad again. Okay. In the car, if we ride together at home, I can be dad. No, he got to call me like 2-3 or Brian.
Okay.
Or, you know, goat if he wants to.
It's up to him. Of course he had to throw that in.
We cannot be running down the court. And he'd be like, dad, push the ball up. Dad, I'm open. Dad, come on. Like, no, you cannot do that.
That'd be pretty sweet, though. By the way, he's going to have a hard time not calling him dad, if that's what he normally calls him.
Right, he is. Yeah. And LeBron mentioned that because that's all Bronny calls him is dad. Mm-hmm. And LeBron said it won't be easy for him because he don't call him son. He call him Bronny.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So he said it'd be easier for him. But as far as Bronny, you're going to have to call him Bron, I guess.
Yeah, and what's funny is, like, I feel like if I was in that situation, I would absolutely want to be saying, like, pops or whatever.
Yeah.
The problem is, like, the circumstances under which y'all are working together make it so that if we want to keep the morale up around this piece,
yeah,
let's make sure that we don't constantly point to the idea that you might be here just because your name is the same as this man.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
I'm just putting myself in that place. I would, if I worked at Kelly Air Force Base with my father, it'd be dad. It'd be dad.
Yeah. But I honestly, like, we're in a place where, you know, the way that people feel matters so much, especially at NBA locker room,
sure,
where there's fewer people involved. You got 15 dudes in that locker room and it's easy to lose it like that. You want to make sure that everybody's on the same page and nobody's feeling some type of way, right? Let's not call attention to the fact that Bronny is here in large part because he is Bronny, especially because of the guaranteed money, right?
Yeah.
That's the thing, right?
Yeah.
The idea that he's there, I think a lot of players are like, yeah, whatever. Man. But the idea that there's that guarantee money, yeah, you don't want that in the back of your head as more than it already is.
Yeah.
So yeah, let's go ahead and bring that. But don't get out here doing goat though. That also is not going to help.
Real quick, do Brian Callahan call his dad, who is Bill Callahan?
Coach, that's an easy one.
Coach is easy.
Just call him coach. I mean, I'm sure Case Keenum calls his dad coach to this day.
832, they said they worked with their mom at a show when they were 18, called her mom at work, and she didn't like it. But at that store, it was like it was a family-owned, possibly. So
okay.
It was cool. All right, cool. Yeah.
Figgy Smith say every day at 120.
Nice.
Yeah, don't forget that. Always hang out with Figgy and Figgy's mixtape 120. But hang out with us in the loop, 10 to 2. We're getting ready to hand it off to the drive. But coming up next, let's get ourselves ready for that handoff. We'll do it next.